Right now, I'm standing at the foot of a wind turbine that stands more than 200 feet in the air. It's one of thousands that dot the Kansas landscape and have been developed over the past 15 years. And while federal tax credits that helped build this wind farm are going away in a year, growth is still on the rise. And that's because businesses are more interested than ever in developing renewable energy. Just south of Colby in western Kansas is the beginning of what will eventually become the Solomon Forks Wind Farm. When completed, it'll crank enough electricity to power more than 50,000 homes. But you won't be buying the electricity it produces, at least not directly. That privilege will go to Target and T-Mobile. They've bought the power using a new financial tool called a virtual power purchase agreement.
Half or more of the projects that are being built are now because of virtual power purchase agreements.
That's Alan Anderson, an attorney specializing in these agreements at the Polsinelli Law Firm in Kansas City. Simply put, a virtual power purchase agreement lets a company buy power directly from a wind farm at a fixed cost. That company then sells the electricity to the regional electrical grid at whatever the market price is that day. If the market price is less than their fixed cost, they lose money. But if the market price is higher, the business profits. Hannah Hunt of the American Wind Energy Association says the Targets and T-Mobiles of the world find the tool tempting because it's a low-risk investment that can make them money.
They are looking for a renewable energy product, and it is happening at a very opportune time when wind and other forms of renewable energy have reached cost parity.
In the past, corporations wanting green energy typically bought expensive renewable energy credits, which were mostly just window dressing. But by entering into power purchase agreements, businesses contribute directly to the construction of new projects, projects that offset and one day might eliminate their need for fossil fuel burning power plants. For the companies involved, it's a win-win. They can help save the planet and possibly make money. The success of this tool has even drawn traditional power suppliers into the game. Westar Energy is among the first utility companies to offer something that works much the same way. It's a program called Renewables Direct, and it lets large customers, say a factory or university, purchase a portion of the electricity that will come from a new wind farm being built in northeastern Kansas. Since wind is the fuel at a wind farm and is free, the fuel cost part of their bill disappears. In its place, the company pays a fixed fee that's cheaper. Instant savings. Westar Vice President Jeff Martin says in less than 6 months after getting regulatory approval for the new setup, the utility sold 90% of the power coming from the new wind farm.
But we know that there are other additional customers that are talking to us on this, discussing it, and certainly if we believe that that demand is there, we will go forward with, you know, the potential for additional wind farms.
Cargill, the international grain behemoth, was one of the first companies to buy into Westar's program. Its agreement will deliver nearly all the power for the company's 10 facilities in Kansas. Peter Dahm is Cargill's sustainability director.
We see that over time, it will not only help us towards our goals in being a leader in sustainability, but will also have an impact to our bottom line and reduce costs in the future.
As Westar and others begin to push the boundaries of what was once thought possible, it's clear that the more wind power projects come online, the easier it becomes for the regional grid operators to use it as an alternative to coal and natural gas power plants. And while a path to a greener electrical grid still faces many obstacles, the demands of businesses and their customers are pushing it there regardless. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.